Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Krishna Balaram Temple ki.
Jai.
Sri Ram Chandra Mahotsav ki.
Jai.
This is a very wonderful day. And we're all very, very privileged and very, very fortunate to be here.
Yes.
This is a wonderful temple.
Yes.
For many devotees around the world, this is the most wonderful temple. When I came here at first to Vrindavan, I was a teenage boy. My friend Gunnar Navar, he came with me, we came together. We lived with Jamuna and Gurudas in the Radha Damodar temple. Downstairs, as you know, Srila Prabhupada has his rooms, which he occupied before going to the West, which he continued to retain whilst he was in the West, and where ISKCON today worships Srila Prabhupada, in those same rooms. We lived upstairs. We had several rooms upstairs. Every day, we would have a kirtan, a street kirtan from Radha Damodar Temple out here to the land in Ramanreti. We were the very first devotees to come from Europe to India. There were some devotees from the previous year. Devashakti has explained Prabhupada traveled for a year visiting various cities and various places, Gorakhpur, so many places. So we were practically here from the very beginning. There was nothing here. This was an empty piece of land. It was sandy. Devashakti Mataji mentioned that Prabhupada was excited because it was Ramanreti. Ramanreti is sand. It was sandy. It was just a piece. It was a piece of sand. It was. Prabhupada was very, very happy with the property. He saw the potential. When he first came, he asked his secretary, Tamal Krishna Maharaj at the time, he said, "What do you think?" Tamal Krishna, he's from New York. He's from a very busy place. He said, Prabhupada, he said, "This is too remote. It's too isolated." He said, "No one will come here." Prabhupada looked around. He said, "This will become the new center of Vrindavan." So, in Delhi, around India, when people refer to Vrindavan, they're referring to the ISKCON temple, they're referring to Ramanreti. Of course, now there are some other very wonderful temples nearby because of ISKCON's success and popularity. And Radha Damodar and the other temples, the people of India, the people of Delhi, refer to this as Purana Vrindavan, old Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada predicted this. He said, "This will become the new center of Vrindavan." And here we have a very, very wonderful temple, an amazing temple, a favorite temple of the devotees, a favorite temple of the visitors who come, the pilgrims. Very, very wonderful temple. But it all began when Srila Prabhupada took seriously the order of his spiritual master to go to the West. He went to America, as you know, on the Jaladuta ship, a cargo ship, went to Boston, went alone to New York, didn't know anyone. For the 50th anniversary of ISKCON's establishment, in Harvard University, in the School of Divinity, the religious part, the religious faculty of Harvard University, a number of professors gathered to speak on Srila Prabhupada and to be just amazed at what he has done. ISKCON has a recording of this, it's available. And one of the professors, he's a professor at a university, he teaches theology. He said, Srila Prabhupada can only be compared to someone like Jesus or to Muhammad, who started a world religion. He said, but Jesus and Muhammad, they both started in their native place. And they both got a following amongst their fellow men. They had a large following before they started to expand to other countries. They said, but Srila Prabhupada left India. He came alone to the United States. And he started a world religion all by himself. He said, no one has ever done this before. So all of us here, from the different countries, we are the proof of Srila Prabhupada's potency. We are the proof of Lord Chaitanya's prediction. We are the proof of Bhaktivinoda's aspiration that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will be spoken in every town and village. International Society for Krishna Consciousness Ki Jai. From those humble beginnings of Srila Prabhupada chanting alone in Tonkin Square Park in New York under the tree, as Devashakti Mataji said, Dwarkadish, the deity Dwarkadish, told Srila Prabhupada, go back to Vrindavan, go back to India, make a temple there. There was nothing, ISKCON had nothing there. Bhaktisiddhanta had informed Srila Prabhupada that he should preach in the Western countries in England, in English language. But now we have 85 temples, ISKCON has 85 temples in India. There are 3,000 or 4,000 different places where devotees gather to read Srimad Bhagavatam, to have kirtan, all over the world. ISKCON is a huge success story. So much so that in Bombay, savvy business people, they are using the name ISKCON for their ISKCON development, ISKCON restaurant, ISKCON this and ISKCON that. It's a huge, huge success story. We can, by appreciating what Srila, by having gratitude for Srila Prabhupada that he left India, here in Vrindavan, I heard Srila Prabhupada say, he said, I was very happy living in Vrindavan. He said, but Krishna, he kicked me out. So one old man going to the West, and now ISKCON is all over the world. And each of us, we are participating in this process of Bhakti Yoga on account of Srila Prabhupada. So, we owe a very large debt of gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. We should have a good appreciation for what Srila Prabhupada has done, specifically here in this Krishna Balaram temple, and for the devotees who assisted Srila Prabhupada in this work. The proper appreciation can give us humility. The appreciation of others' efforts can give us humility of the very little small part that we play in Krishna's, in ISKCON's management, in ISKCON's preaching, in ISKCON's development and maintenance. Each of us are only playing a very, very small part. And we can have humility for what is our small part if we have appreciation and gratitude for the people who did the work here, who established this wonderful, amazing temple. Devashakti, when she was speaking, she spoke from this book. Vrindavan is my home. Srila Prabhupada made that statement. This is a compilation of the history of the Krishna Balaram temple. This is gleaned from listening to 1,000 hours of tapes. Through the years, people come, they give an appreciation, people say different things. By researching, by going through these tapes, by gleaning different facts about what happened, by interviewing people, by research, by listening to Siddhanta in Los Angeles, by listening to the memories tapes of Srila Prabhupada, there's over 250 devotees who have contributed to this. There's 330 photographs, most of them original, mostly what you haven't seen. This is the whole history of the Krishna Balaram temple. And it's available for only 1,000 rupees today. That's $15 plus shipping for anyone online. There's some copies with in the Matchless Gifts bookshop. This book is absolutely amazing. It gives a proper understanding of actually, factually what happened. It's a complete, it's an accurate history. It describes the whole effort, the endeavor, the sacrifice of so many devotees. And this will give us appreciation. It will give us humility. Humility is absolutely essential for serious application of spiritual life. Throughout the scriptures, humility is the main quality which is required. If we are to seriously progress in spiritual life, if we are to worship Krishna Balaram in our hearts, in our homes, in our temple, in our country, and here in Vrindavan, in the Krishna Balaram temple, if we are to do this in a serious and meaningful way, we need to cultivate humility. Humility can be had by the gratitude for people who have built this wonderful temple, by appreciating their efforts, and this can be had by reading this book, Vrindavan is my home. So all of you, you please get one today. You take a case of these books back home with you, back to your temple, back to your country. You give one to all the people you love, all the people who you would like to see becoming much more advanced devotees. You give them a copy of this. We have a wonderful temple here. Wonderfully managed. There is a page in this, inside. It lists all of the different presidents that were here. I think there were 24 different presidents. The longest serving president is Panchagoda Prabhu. He's been serving here for 9 years. Is that correct? 8 or 9 years? Is not denying it, guilty as charged. So he is here because he's doing such a wonderful job, all of us here who appreciate the decor, the deities, the wonderful pujari service. The head pujari is doing such a wonderful job here. There's such a good team. So many nice devotees. All of us, to show our appreciation of this, take a copy of this book, learn the history, learn how to give your heart and your soul to the worship of Sri Sri Krishna Balaram. Krishna Balaram ki?
Yeah.
Lord Ramachandra ki?
Yeah.
ISKCON ki?
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada ki?
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada ki?
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada ki?
Yeah.
Haribol.
Yeah.